and a very good morning to all. I had just returned recently from the old sod when somebody asked me when I got back how it felt now to be living in an easy bake oven. You see, this summer I travelled round Ireland with 40 people from the Architex region, and you know what? They did you guys proud. They presented a face of America that was warm, witty, and with it. And in doing so, we all had a ball on Paddy's Green Shamrock Shores. We arrived into Dublin into the sweltering 65 degree temperatures, and off we went to the home of Guinness. And once our physical thirst had been satisfied, it was then time to slake our intellectual thirst. So we visited the Book of Kells, arguably the most important historical text in Western Christendom. We then took in Newgrange, home of a Stone Age giant clock that tracks the sun on the shortest day of the year. It's older than the oldest pyramids and more awe-inspiring than Stonehenge. Along the way, we were entertained and educated by different storytellers. You might call them local guides, but in reality, they were storytellers, and they enthralled us with their wit, erudition, and performance skills in equal measure. Roy Flinnigan, one of our group, pointed this out to me, this cultural predisposition that the Irish seem to have for the love of stories. We then made our way south, and en route we took in a castle where Braveheart was filmed, until we arrived at my brother's pub, the Old Thatch. If the feedback from the group is to be believed, this was undoubtedly one of the highlights of the tour. The Yanks, sorry, but that's how all Americans are referred to in Ireland, were treated like family for the day in our pub, one of the oldest thatched pubs in the country. The men were invited in behind the bar counter and given lessons on how to pour Guinness. Meanwhile, the women cooled themselves down in the garden, sipping amaretto sours by the banks of a babbling brook. We feasted on freshly made chowder, fish and chips and Irish stew, and then washed it all down with Bailey's cheesecake and chocolate whiskey biscuit cake. Oh, divine! The Yanks ate and drank as much as they like, and unlike family, they didn't have to offer to help with the washing up. Awesome day. Away with us up the west coast, and we took in some of the serious panoramic porn while in Kerry, arguably Ireland's most scenic county. From there to the Cliffs of Moher, towering 800 feet above the Atlantic Ocean and stretching off into the distance for 5 miles. Breathtaking. From thence, 'twas into Galway City for the best arts festival in Europe, featuring music, drama, art exhibitions and carnivalesque street theatre from all over the world. We took in a few shows and visited Ireland's most romantic house, Kylemore Abbey. We had ourselves a medieval banquet in a 14th century castle, and two of our gang were chosen to be king and queen for the night, while yours truly ended up having himself arrested and thrown into the dungeon for trifling with the ladies. We drank our tears laughing that night, and all the while your people were the perfect ambassadors everywhere we went. The Irish loved them, laughed with them, and many a phone number and address was exchanged with promises of, oh, we really must keep in touch. Perhaps you can join us next year. That'll be grand. Just grand.
That was commentator Brian O'Nunoyne, who teaches second grade at Waller Elementary in Bossier City. He also teaches a class called Ireland Here I Come at Bossier Parish Community College and takes groups to Ireland on vacation. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org. You can hear the commentaries of Brian O'Nunoyne every Thursday morning at 7:35 here on Red River Radio.